The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Ryan, welcome officially to San Jose. What a whirlwind for you to get drafted and now be here for development camp. But we already know what you're going to do next year, headed to DU, and you're just coming off winning a national championship. Yeah. And I saw Eric Polkamp around here. He was part of that. So you have next year set, and there's got to be some big ambitions for next year, considering where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations at Denver are, win. So
win everything.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I want to do there. That's a big part of why I chose there. And I can't wait to get down there. It's going to be awesome.
It's nice to have at least next year established and know what you're going to be doing. And wherever the trajectory takes you, there's no questions about next year. Yeah. That's got to be a nice thing.
It is nice having that laid out for me.
Yeah.
Denver does a great job of developing guys. I got to go in there and work for it and do it. But it's a great spot for sure.
Now, the Vancouver Giants, I didn't know this until I looked it up, but they're co-owned by Michael Bublé, first off, but also Drew Scott, one of the Property Brothers.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? Because back in the day, I was a watcher of that show.
Yeah.
Felt like I got to know the Scott brothers a little bit. What's Drew like?
Yeah, he joined the
ownership group.
Yeah. It was right when I got drafted to the Giants. And over this past year, they were around a lot more, I got to build a bit of a relationship.
That's cool.
And it was awesome. They're great guys, but even away from the camera, they're the same. So, Drew and Michael have been awesome.
Here's my idiot question: they didn't renovate the dressing room, did they? They didn't. Upgrade
no, a lot of guys were talking about that. Actually, like we should make a show, just renovate the dressing room a little bit. But we didn't do that. No.
What's the area of your game? And everybody's a work in progress, right? What's the area of your game now that you're transitioning and you see ahead your future? What are you working on with your own game right now?
Yeah, I think my offensive game is pretty good, and I do a lot of good things in that, but that's going to be my calling card, and so I want to even get better at all that stuff. I think I was a bit more of a facilitator, and I want to be that dual threat, that the guy who's always dangerous on the ice.
Yeah.
And obviously the main thing for me is to get bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
I think that'll lead into a lot more stuff, but yeah.
That maturation part, there's almost like nothing you can do about that but time itself, right?
Yeah.
You take care of yourself and work out and get bigger, but time needs to happen for that to happen.
Yeah, you can do all the right things, and it's still going to take time. So,
right.
It's going to come along.
We were just chatting about this. Grew up in Richmond, B.C. Got to play hockey in Vancouver. I mean, that's basically where your life has been centralized to is, B.C. and Van there. But you're going to kind of get to stay, I think, a West Coast guy here. So that's got to feel pretty special considering – where you're going next, but also who drafted you.
It is cool. The first thing my mom said to me when I saw her after the draft was like, same time zone. FaceTimes and whatever.
Right.
That'll be easy. So, it's nice to stay on the West Coast. I love the West Coast. And
So family is pretty important to you then too, right?
Very important. Yeah. At the draft, that kind of captured the whole thing. They've done everything for me to get to this point. And I want to put the work in for them. And
As a young person, I'm putting myself in your shoes. I'd find it hard to be patient about the next handful of years. There's so many good things that, you got to work to get them, right?
Yeah.
But there's so many good things headed your way. I would want them to all happen like right now.
Yeah.
How do you slow down and stay in that moment?
Yeah. Things are running pretty fast right now,
right?
So it is hard. But it's, you can't look towards the future too much. It is cool to look at those things and be motivated by them. But.
Right. Like wearing Sharks gear now
exactly.
And being here in San Jose. I get it. Yeah.
Seeing my number on the helmet and everything, it's hard, but I know there's a lot of work to do before that happens. So,
Can I hit you with a lightning round?
Let's do it.
Hardest shot you've ever seen in person?
Tijiginla.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just had a one timer. What was it? Wrister?
One timer.
Got to be.
Yeah.
What's one NHL player who you'd want to steal their skill, like their specific skill?
I'd go with Quinn Hughes' skater.
Good one there. Favorite road rink you've ever played in?
I like the Kamloops Blazers rink. Yeah, I always have some good games there.
Yeah, it's hard to like the opponent's building.
Yeah.
Maybe you played well or you can appreciate the vibe. Is there a rule that you would change in hockey?
Maybe the jailbreak.
You like that?
Goal. Yeah, I don't.
So if you score the, you don't like that?
No, I do like.
Oh, you do like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
you'd like
that.
To see that in the NHL.
Yeah,
score a shorthanded goal, the penalty's out.
Why not?
Yeah. All right, I'm down for that. PWHL does that too. Yeah. Who should control the locker room music? What type of player should be the DJ?
I mean, from my experience, it's one of those glue guys, you know, one of those, you know, locker room guys.
Right.
Everyone gets along with everyone likes, you know.
Right. It can't be a one-dimensional person.
No,
open-minded.
Be, yeah.
What's in your travel bag for the season? Not your gear bag, but like the backpack that you bring with you. Well, what's in that?
Yeah. You know, my chargers, AirPods, portable chargers, big one. One recently I added was a face mask for the bus and the plane. It's a game changer.
I'm with you.
My light, you know, I
can't sleep when the light. Yeah.
Exactly.
I get laughed at by my wife, but
it
helps. Works.
It works. Yeah.
Next thing you're going to have earplugs. I do those too. Any pregame meal that you always go for?
The last 2 years, my billet mom makes a mean beef and rice. So it's been
going to have to find you some beef and rice somewhere else.
Yeah.
Any lucky rituals?
Really just take my stick and play some sewer. That's about it.
Okay. I think everybody does that.
Yeah.
A couple more. TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
All right. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Call or text?
Call.
Yeah. It's more personal. I would text before I call, though.
Yeah.
So you know
yeah.
it's not a big deal when I'm
yeah,
calling.
No, exactly.
No emergency. And then last one here. Win a Stanley Cup or win Olympic gold?
Oof.
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one. I'm going to go Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I think that's everyone's dream.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can make that happen here.
I hope so.
Many years down the road. Nice to meet you and can't wait to see you this season.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.